Hey, what's up, everybody? I am your host, Dr. Paul Etchison, and I'm here with Dr. Dan Brisky and Dr. Tahir Dune, and we just got done talking about incision line openings in our last episode, but this one we're going to talk about money, a little bit about money, but a little different way, not about making money, about saving money. So I'm going to pass. You got to go first last time, Brisky. Let's throw it to Tahir. What's up, Tahir, man?
How what's we going save some on? Money? This stuff is fun to do, A, from a clinical perspective, but then also B, it's like it's fun to do the procedure and then figure out the materials that work predictably and then not pay the dental tax on it. So Brisky and me, we do a lot of calls, coaching calls with the alumni through Dental Success Institute, people who call us from the podcast. So we literally are doing like 5 hours of calls a week on just surgery and implementation into the practice. Once people get the surgical component of this down, then it's like, okay, I'm breaking even on these cases. I've got the reps. My team understands it. I went and bought all this expensive stuff and I did it too. I went to some courses and bought some expensive stuff that like literally I don't even use. I bought a pneumatic crown remover. So, you know, like the crown removers where you tap them.
Oh, I have one.
Yeah. I bought one that hooks into a high speed and it just like, hydraulically pumps it off. Like, dude, I was so impressionable at a young age. I went to these courses and bought everything.
Wait, does that thing work?
Kind of, but like you can just do it by hand and it freaking works.
I feel like those things are good for taking off temps. That's why I finally use those.
Oh, that's cool. I've never used it on a temp. I've just used it on like, oh, we cemented this crown and it didn't go down all the way. And I got 5 minutes to get the sucker off.
So. Give me the crown tapper. That thing sucks.
Yeah, give me the crown tapper.
It's going to be like fireworks. Thing. That thing never worked. I was so excited when I found a temp. I was like, this is what this is for. It's only for temporaries. Yeah. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
I got a pro tip from you on that one. So yeah, then we want to save money. So don't go and buy everything at these courses. What I would say is just like get the Excel sheet going, do a cost comparison, and even check what we recommend. Because if you can find something that's better than what we're getting right now, text us, email us. We'll update our list. Like as of right now, this conversation is happening in December of 2023. So if you hear this and you're listening to this in like June of 24 or after, you might want to reach out to us again because our opinions may have changed slightly on products used. So just that's my overarching disclaimer here. But yeah, in general, I mean, I'll hand it off to Brisky. I mean, I know you got a lot of stuff off the top of your head. For me, I like eBay for like my PRF containers, you know, like the PRF presses. You can buy them from Salvin Dental and No Knock on Salvin. They have great products, but you can buy one from them for $500 or you can get it off eBay for $40. You just type in PRF box, like PRF box, put dental in there, and it'll show up, and you can get one for like $44. It's a 10x difference for the exact same thing. So that's going to be my first one I'm going to start off with.
I want to talk about where to not cut costs. So I think early on, we all want to save a buck on some stuff that we shouldn't be saving a couple dollars on, where I'd say specifically like implants. Not to rag on any companies, but I definitely have used some implants in the past that I really don't think gave me as favorable as results. I'm not going to say out loud because I don't want to offend anybody.
No Bell Active.
But yeah. I mean, that's one I say outdated connection for sure, but we could debate that connection piece all along too. Right. But I'm a big advocate of get something in the middle and something in the middle ground or high, a little bit higher. And we're not paying a crap ton of money. Right. But that's why me and Dune place Neodent now is because we believe that implant is a great implant and the cost is just right for us. And we can make a lot of money after procedure still. And the patient gets a superior result and I'm not losing implants.
I'm surprised there's so many flavors of implant. What is it about?
The margins are so high. They all make them like in relatively the same place under the same circumstances for the same price point. And the margins on implants are nuts. It's crazy what they make. You can find a company that just really associates their stuff with R&D and does really good research. And some of the big companies like Nobel will do it too. I just think the Active, like if you look at it long term, there's a lot of like crestal bone loss on these. And even specialists who used Active forever would tell you the same thing. But Neodent has come in as a Straumann acquired them. So now you're not buying the Straumann implant, but you're buying a company that's backed by the same like guarantees and R&D and philosophy. And it's a more economic implant, but it's seriously like an amazing full arch implant and I use it for everything. But that's an interesting segue to take, Brisky, like where not to cut cost. And yeah, I think Neodent is a way to save money on your implants and then apply your cost savings other places like, yeah, your PRF box or your centrifuge. Some people are buying $2,500, $3,000 centrifuges. And I'm going to say if you buy that from a reputable PRF educator, your slugs and technique will probably have, or most certainly have, probably a little bit more growth factors associated with it, theoretically, right? It's a more expensive system. It should work theoretically a little bit better. But if you're just getting into the game, a $400 centrifuge off Amazon, and if you guys just reach out to us, we'll take a picture and send you what we order, is adequate. And then you get into the PRF game. And then maybe when you start to have a bunch of revenue cycling in through all the surgery you're doing, then upgrade your PRF system. But you don't need to do that right off the bat. For me, I go through surgery. I don't buy like Carl Schumacher or Schumacher surgical equipment anymore or instrumentation because it's super expensive. I'll just go to like ProDent USA. The quality is like really good. It's super cheap in comparison, like cost-wise cheap with a good actual product. Like, dude, I put mileage on our surgical equipment. And then when I break something, I'm like, oh yeah, that was a $50 extraction forcep that I threw against the wall. And now I can throw that away versus a $500 one. So you start racking all this stuff up. And we're not talking about hundreds of dollars. We're talking like tens of thousands of dollars over a year that you can save by using like ProDent USA. And here's the thing is like, we don't get anything from these companies to like talk about the products. We were using these products in our private practices before the inception of CSI. And then CSI comes along and they're like, okay, well now we have to put together our packaging and make recommendations. And so we have it dialed in a little bit better.
When you threw that extraction force up against the wall and it broke, was that because your assistant handed you the wrong one? You're like, this is not it.
You know, it was a random example. I don't actually throw stuff, but when I'm elevating and I find a purchase point and I really go after it, I'll maybe snap a elevator from time to time. So I don't necessarily know that means I extract poorly, but dude, they get used all day long. Like, and then they run through the courses. So
yeah. I can imagine. Holy cow.
So I use ProDent. I know we use AD Surgical. You can get sutures for pretty cheap from them, and they're good sutures as well.
For sutures, I wouldn't. Sometimes you can cut costs on sutures, I found, sometimes not as well. So I would cut costs if you're using Chromic. I'd buy the cheapest one you can get from Darby or Shine, cheapest one humanly possible. But if you're doing an implant, right, do you really want to use the cheapest suture on the market? At that point, I would argue no, because you're going to get incision line openings. Mm-hmm. I would spend a little bit extra money and maybe use a suture from like Osteogenics or even Maxius. I'd get like a glycolon suture or a PGCL suture, something that's going to tie down really nicely and it's not going to come apart, I would argue, for that one. Or you could use PTFE. It's a little more expensive. I don't think you need to spend that much money on a suture. So that's when I would go towards like a PGCL or a glycolon suture, something moderately priced. So you're not going to end up with a worse surgical result.
All these sutures, like it's like I know how to like, I got like the Vicryl and Chromic.
Yeah, Vicryl is kind of sticky. So if you try to suture down a piece of Vicryl, I've seen a lot of docs, they don't get as much tension down. Like if they tie it down and you were to take a cotton force up and you were to kind of tug on their suture, there's still space there. And when inflammation happens, it opens. So I found a lot of docs don't suture very well with Vicryl, but they will suture better with a glycolon or PGCL or even a nylon suture. I found that they suture better with.
Yeah, then maybe that's why all mine open.
So another one to save money is membranes. You can definitely save a lot of money on the type of membrane that you use. I created a document back in like 2019, and it has like how many membranes on it? One, two, three, four, six. I have like 14 membranes on here from different companies. And I broke down the type, whether it's bovine, porcine, if it's around for 3 to 4 months, 4 to 6 months, 9 to 12 months. And then I broke down the cost of a 5x12 by a 20x30 size by a 30x40 size. And then I went through and I picked my favorite one based off of a money decision and based off how good the product was. And I came up with two clear winners for me. The first one for me was Maxius has a pericardium that comes out to about $72 per 15x20. I have one from AD Surgical called Colliflex. It's another pericardium. The 15x20 comes out to $63. And 20x30 comes out to $85. So it's like you get a good membrane, you're not, and it's drapeable and it's not going to be really stiff and come out of the socket when you're trying to place it, but you're also not spending a lot of money.
Yeah. While we're on Maxius, I get my cortical cancellous from them also. And I buy them in 2.0 cc vials and you get a really good rate from them on bone graft material. And if we're going to talk bone blocks, like the vertebral bone blocks for like GBR and things like that, you can go to Rocky Mountain Tissue Bank. They have like a really good quality bone block. And the price is what, like $140, $150
for a
block?
$150.
And then eBay, I'm getting stuff like I'm getting some retractors and just different things I'm going to beat up. Your Massad ruler. I don't know. You remember those like old school denture rulers? Like you have to measure your lip position and all that stuff. Like back in the day, you can just use that in surgery now to measure like prosthetics for your surgeries. And you can just get a bunch of different like retractors from there also.
Yeah. eBay list. So what would I buy from eBay for my startup? I bought Minnesota retractors, mirrors, cotton forceps, PRF box, needle holders I bought from there still, like a mouth prop, Columbia retractors.
You could do hand pieces. I know, dude. And like, so they're air-driven hand pieces, but he bought like 200 of them. And literally anytime one of them craps out, he just tosses them. In my practice, I have electric hand pieces because with surgery, you want a little bit more torque to just kind of fly through these things. So I have like the NSK motor and the NSK hand pieces, but then you can also get like electric hand pieces from eBay, but they tend to crap out faster. And so you got to toss them. But either way, you can absolutely do that because it kind of all works. Like I would get my motor from NSK to have a good quality motor and get a few hand pieces from them because they'll warranty them and do the repairs for free for X amount of years. And then secondarily, if you want a few backups from eBay, then you can get a few backups also. But I like to have a few good ones in surgery where I'm like, okay, this is like a legit hand piece. I'm going to just fly right through this thing.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Ty Hardoon at Colorado Surgical Institute. Dr. Brisky and myself have really enjoyed doing these podcasts with Dr. Etch and talking about everything clinical. So keep your guys' feedback coming. It really helps us curate what we're going to be talking about on the podcast. If you want to learn how to do live patient surgeries and actually do the work yourself with the guidance of Dr. Brisky and myself, come out and see us. We're in Northern Colorado. We're just north of Denver, and we can have you do anything from single implants to wisdom teeth to IV sedation to oral sedation, bone blocks and GBR and sinus lifts, vertical and lateral, and full arch with the whole digital workflow using photogrammetry, 3D printers, mills, and all of the above. So we're here to help. Reach out to us. You can call Chris Richards, our director, at 970-420-6148, and he will definitely have a hero discount for you guys because we love Paul and we love DPH.
Yeah, I feel like we're always repairing hand pieces, and we take good care of them too. And they're NSK. It just feels like they're always crapping out on us. And damn, it's expensive to fix those things.
Yeah. Brisky, do you use a different company than NSK? Like,
starting up a practice, NSK is a good way to go because at least for the first 2 years, they warranty everything, right? I think it's a good purchase for the first 2 years.
And then?
Right? Because you get the free product back. Then when the clock, the calendar hits the two-year mark, you better make sure you send all your stuff back and they service it before your warranty expires. But after everything craps out, that's when you either decide to buy another round of hand pieces or you gently phase them out with used eBay ones that are NSK compatible at that point.
Yeah, I'm thinking about doing that. I think I might.
Yeah, I like better hand pieces now. I'm kind of getting spoiled with like just some things. Like Brisky talked about in the beginning, where not to save money. In surgery, you might want a good hand piece. And plus on top of that, you don't want to inject air into a surgical site because then there's a chance of air emphysema, which is super rare, but if it happens, then you want to make sure you're covered on that end too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just like one of those things. It's like, you know, you're going to use it. So why not buy something really nice? But then I feel like there's sometimes the nice stuff isn't all that nicer.
Sometimes. Yeah. And that's the frustrating part is sometimes the quote unquote nice stuff is not nicer. And that's what we're trying to hopefully demystify right now. When you get something like of equal value, when it is apples to apples and the numbers are just nonsense. Like, especially like with like Trio scanners or things like that, there's a lot of good places to potentially negotiate a Trio scanner. But like, I don't know. I mean, Brisky, where would you recommend right now? I mean, like everyone
buying the Trios from?
Yeah, everyone is moving to Trios these days.
If I place Neodent implants, I would buy it through Trios because they can usually work a deal with them to possibly give you some implants to sweeten the deal. Sometimes that might be possible to get, depending upon how nice you are to your rep and if you're good friends with them.
Like,
if you're
not nice to them,
you probably won't get anything in terms of discounts. So it pays off to be nice to people, that's for sure. But I would either get it from Neodent, Straumann, or Voxel, or even like Cadre usually has some good deals too. I'd probably check all three and see which one comes back best.
Brisky, do you talk to all your reps? Like when they come in and they just stop in, mm-hmm. he's in the middle of a procedure. They're like, hey, I'm here to talk to you about something. And I know you're busy, but I'm busy too. Come out here.
Only if I've talked to them before a few times. But if my staff knows if a rep walks in, that they stop at the door and they don't make it past the waiting room. Unless like Dr. Brisky calls them by their first name. And they usually know who it is now. There's like five or six reps that'll walk in. I'm like, oh, hey, like bring my staff food. That's all you have to do. Bring them donuts, bring them coffee, bring them something to make my job easier on my day-to-day basis. But if you're not going to be bringing my staff food and I've never met you before, I don't want to talk to you.
But then you got to talk to them. It's like a timeshare presentation. They're like, free food. You're like, awesome. And they're like, well, as a matter of fact, have a seat.
I know, dude. I had to sit through like an Oral-B one. And don't get me wrong, the guy's really nice. And he got to the lunch and learn through the hygienist. But man, I was like, I could sit in this lunch and learn for like 15 minutes. I had to bounce.
Then it's painful and everyone sees that it's painful for you to be there. And then it's like, that looks even worse because not only does your staff see you disinterested, but the rep knows that you're disinterested as well. That doesn't do anything good.
To circle back to the Trios thing though, it's like, if you're doing surgery, do not buy a Medit. Dude, I've used Medits for years. I'm not trying to like dog the product or anything. I'm just saying like point blank in 2023, end of 2023, the Trios from a surgical perspective is superior to Medits and the vast majority of scanners out there and the capabilities. And I have two Medits and I have two iTeros and I'm trading in a Medit for a Trios, or what you can consider doing, and this is the deal that's available right now, is you could, and again, I'm going to say, this is my disclaimer. I don't know if this is true, wink, wink, but you can go on eBay and buy a broken scanner, intraoral scanner, for like a couple hundred bucks. And the rebate you're going to get from Trios or whatever company from buying a Trios, you can actually send in an intraoral scanner and get, I don't know what it is, like $3,500, $4,500 rebate. Mm-hmm. But you can buy something for a couple hundred bucks and get a couple $1,000s off your new scanner. Their goal is to get all the other scanners off the market, but mm-hmm. they're not regulating and checking this. It just needs to have like a serial number. You can't go and like buy from some dude out of the trunk of his car where the serial number is filed off or anything. Make sure there's like an associated serial number with this thing, and then you can save some money. Now, again,
that's the online one. Now. Like the online one's called like Schmedit or Reddit. Like if it says that, probably can't buy it.
It's well, that's scandalous. That's smart.
Dude, there's so many ways to work the system sometimes, and then someone will screw it up for everyone or they stop doing it. So just remember, it's what it is right now.
Well, I hope you didn't just screw it up by letting everybody know.
Nah, man, I'll hook up your people. Dude, I love the DPH crew, man.
Guys, you got to keep it cool, okay? Everyone, let's just keep it cool. Don't share that with everybody.
Everyone listening, do not share this. You told me about your marketing guy. Remember back in the day? You're like, dude, this is his name. I did. Don't tell anyone else.
I was totally, I was so scared. I'm like, no, I don't want to tell anybody about you. Yeah, I feel you. Mm-hmm. But we can keep a secret.
So, Brisky, where would you get your 3D printer from now? Because it's a change so fast that like, I'm just like, dude, I don't know anymore.
Where would I get it from, or what one would I buy?
Well, where would you consider? Yeah, I guess which one would you consider buying right now if you're just trying to save money and get into the game?
Save money and get into the game? I would probably get a Sprint Ray because it's still the cheapest 55? One to get into the game with. They have like the 55.
55S for the Onyx 2 or just?
55S, yeah. Okay. And then, or the 50, yeah, the Pro, yeah, 55. I wouldn't recommend getting an Einstein anymore because they jacked the price up to 17, 18K. From 9 or 10, and the materials are just not as superior now. I personally have a P20, the Castrol P20, and I absolutely love it. It's like zero maintenance, and I never have to calibrate the thing, and it hasn't had a failed print in 6 months, so I've fucking loved it. But if you don't want to spend a lot of money, I think that P20 is about 20K, but I think it was worth it. But the Sprint Ray, if you want to just get into the game, then I would just get a Sprint Ray, and then you kind of mess around with it and it's going to work, but it's not going to work all the time.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, hey, what is, I would say Tahir, and then I'll go to Brisky. Tahir, what has been the very absolute, your favorite part of your courses that you guys provide right now?
So from a clinical perspective, I still think it's super cool to do full arches, to do block grafts. You're literally taking a vertebral block graft from a cadaver. So someone's like a part of someone's neck and a block form, forming it to the arch, screwing it down with screws to the maxilla or mandible, and then putting like a dermal graft or something over the top and like periosteal release and suturing over the top. And then seeing the way, if you see some of the before and after surgeries that like me and Brisky have done on this thing, it's uncanny how adaptive the human body is and how much the regeneration you can do with these techniques still freaking blows my mind. So I love doing that course specifically. That's from a clinical perspective. Like, and from the like a gratitude perspective is we'll do a quick like intro in the beginning of the courses so everyone stands up and just kind of introduces themselves and says like kind of what they're trying to expect out of it or why they signed up. Half of the people, like say a version of, they're just trying to get confident because via like the Hippocratic Oath, they want to make sure that they're taking care of their patients and their community and like doing no harm and like really doing a good job. And it's like a unifying thing for people there. It's like people really want to do a good job. And then the follow-up afterwards, because what we're doing now is everyone gets a free observational ticket to a course that they sign up for. So you do the course and then you go home and you do the procedure, but then you come back and you audit the course again and you watch it all for free again to re-lock in the knowledge, to ask more questions about, hey, when I did this at home, this happened, what did that mean, blah, blah, blah. And just seeing people really put the puzzle pieces together and implement it. Now we've been doing this company for so long. It's cool to see people like actually implement this and like what it means to them professionally and personally. So from a gratitude perspective, it's just really cool to teach. And from a clinical perspective, like dude, screwing down someone's neck to some other person's jaw is really cool still.
That's great. What would you say, Brisky? What's your favorite?
Two-parter. One would be placing more pterygoids than Dr. Dune in our courses, him and I competing with each other.
Dude, you didn't even tell me you were doing those. I was supposed to do it.
He lets you know, like, dude, after like 100, like, he's like, yeah, I'm winning.
Yeah. We have like secret competitions. We'll like keep track low key of like what our like percentages of our stuff are. Then we'll like secretly quiz each other. Like, but it's really fun to just like compete with each other and get a better result, I think is one of the most fun part actually with all the mentors. And Dune is that type of competition and how do you get better and better and better and better and better and like higher success rates every time, every single time, and learn something new from everyone. That has been a huge success to my career already. And I really love that. But the second part is when doctors come into a class and they're all shy, but they're really giddy, and then they leave and then they have their head held a little bit higher than when they walked in, and having an impact on them to decrease their learning curve is my favorite personal part. When docs just, it just clicks in their head and you just brought an amazing ROI to their family when they get home and to their patients, and docs can do these procedures in their own house and they're not referring out and they're not getting complications because they know how to do it correctly. It's a lot of fun overall.
Awesome. Well, thanks guys. ColoradoSurgicalInstitute.com. We will talk to you all later. Next time.
Cool. Thanks, man. Peace.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dune from Colorado Surgical Institute. Just wanted to give you guys a shout out and let you know about the program. We have full arch surgeries. We have lateral sinus lifts. We have block grafting courses all done in one weekend with the whole digital workflow with photogrammetry units, scanners, 3D printers, milling, you name it, anything regarded to full arch we cover in depth. We also have a PGCA course. What that is, it's the Postgraduate Clinical Accelerator course, where we are going to be covering wisdom teeth, single implants, and it can be complex single implants with vertical sinus lifts. We'll also be covering full arch extractions with ridge reduction, bone grafting, PRP, suturing, and we also will have a course on socket preservation. So if you guys are interested in any of those courses, please reach out to us at Colorado Surgical Institute. The code is HEAL.